Let's review Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph. Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph. The Mishnah had said, "V'lo biyachid bizman shein barag lamaka." A person can't wear a single shoe unless he has an injured foot. Rashi explains the reason for this issue is either that the person will be suspected of carrying the other shoe, or that people will make fun of him for wearing only one shoe. The Gemara has a brief debate about which of his feet he'd wear the shoe on: the injured foot as protection, or the healthy foot for extra comfort. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kitfilin kach mina'alin, matfilin bismol, ach mina'alin bismol. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that shoes are like tfilin, in that the left side is the dominant side. So we put our left shoe on before the right, just like we only put tfilin on our left arm and not our right. The Gemara asks that we seem to have learned the exact opposite in our Braisa, no'el shal yamin v'achach no'el shal shmol, that we put on our right shoe first. And considering the conflicting sources, the Gemara offers two approaches to how to deal with it. Amr Rav Yosef, David Hachiyavid, David Hachiyavid. You could choose whichever way you want, to put your right shoe on first, your left shoe on first, whatever makes you comfortable. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yirei Shemayim, Yotzei Yidei Shteyim. Somebody who has Yirei Shemayim should try to fill both sides, putting on his right shoe first, but tying his left shoe first. There's a general principle of showing greater honor to the right side. When removing shoes, one honors the right shoe by removing the right shoe last. Just like you put it on first, you take it off last. When washing or anointing one's body, we treat the right side first. But if washing the entire body, the Gemara says we wash the head first. Mipnei shu melech al kol evarav, since it's king over all the other limbs. And the Mishnah had said, v'lo b'tfilin v'im yatzei no chayiv chatos, a person can't wear tfilin outside on Shabbos, but if he does, he's not chayiv to bring karmel chatos. It is not an issa d'araisa, it's only asumid rabbanan. The Gemara clarifies that afilu l'man d'yamar Shabbos man tfilin hu. Even if you hold that you normally may wear tfilin on Shabbos, you still can't wear it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim out of fear that you might remove it and carry it. Another version of that statement is that even if you hold Shabbos loves man tfilin, that we don't wear tfilin on Shabbos, you still would not be chayiv a chatos for doing so. It still wouldn't be an issa d'araisa, since it's considered like clothing. The Mishnah had said, "V'lo b'kameya b'zman sheino min amumcha." You can't go out on Shabbos with a kameya that isn't from an expert. The rest of the daf discusses issues relating to kameyos. The Mishnah does not require that the particular amulet be previously proven to work, just that the writer of the amulet be a proven expert. It may be a written amulet or an amulet made of herbs. It may be to help any type of illness or even just to prevent illness. It only may not be tied onto a bracelet or a ring, because then it looks like you're trying to use it as a tachshit, and that would be a problem of maris ha'ayin. Generally speaking, in order to establish kameya as effective, it needs to heal 3 times. In order to establish a person as an expert in writing kameyos, he has to have written 3 separate kameyos that work. The Gemara isn't sure about the following case, though. What if a single person had written 3 kameyos to cure a single person? Obviously, none of the individual amulets have been proven 3 times, but do we consider the writer to be proven, or do we say, the recipient has proven to be specially receptive to written amulets, but perhaps others won't be as receptive, and therefore maybe the writer is not a proven expert, he's only been able to heal 1 guy 3 times, but only 1 guy. The Gemara leaves that as a teku. And the final discussion on the daf is the question of kamein yesh ben mishum kedusha, adilma ein ben mishum kedusha. Do amulets with written names of God and psukim have kedusha? So with regard to saving them from a fire on Shabbos, the Gemara says it's obvious that ein matzil milsam b'nei adleika, you would not be permitted to save them. With regard to putting them in geniza, it would be obvious that they would require geniza. The entire question of their kedusha relates to whether one can go to the bathroom with them. The Gemara tries to prove that it must be permissible to go into the bathroom with them, because otherwise we would never have allowed wearing them outside for fear that somebody may have to use the bathroom and then remove his kameh in violation of carrying on Shabbos. So it must be that you're allowed to go to the bathroom, that's why we're not afraid that you're going to take it off to go to the bathroom. The Gemara has 3 attempts to reject this proof on today's daf, and it rejects all of these attempts on today's daf, and 1 attempt on tomorrow's daf, which will be an accepted rejection of this proof. The 3 on today's daf is, first, perhaps only a kameo with herbs and no holy writing can be worn outside. The Gemara says it's not true. Even a kameo with holy writing can be worn outside. 2nd attempt is maybe we only allow a kameo outside for somebody who's dangerously ill. The Gemara says it's not true either. We allow it even for someone who's not dangerously ill. And 3rd attempt is that since its therapeutic effect can happen even when being held, perhaps it's permissible to carry the kameo outside. The Gemara says that's not true either. We know that halacha is that you're not allowed to carry the kameo outside. And therefore, none of the rejections of this Raya so far on today's daf stand. So as we leave it right now, we have a Raya that you're allowed to wear the Kameya into the bathroom, even though it has some Ksav of Kedusha on it. But in tomorrow's daf, we will show that it is not a Raya at all.